This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
You know, technology has really let us down. It's so difficult.
Yeah, I haven't.
Your WhatsApp isn't working.
Oh.
Just the computers. I hate not having the sheets of paper.
We haven't done too bad considering we've had no sheets of paper.
Yeah.
I had to take a picture off my screen outside and read my show me shootout from my phone via picture because I was like, I don't have the time to copy and paste it, but it's all I go. Click. So you'll hear during the show, printers weren't working this morning. Then I'm trying to record WhatsApps in. The computer won't allow me to.
Callum would have saved the day.
Yeah.
He's very
good on printers. He's excellent on the printer.
Isn't he? Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, there's a couple of radio stations
here.
He's always the one that fixes the printer.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a calming influence with technology.
Yeah. Do you know what? I kind of figured out halfway through the show how we could have done it.
Go on.
So what I think was it wouldn't print because there's no yellow in the printer.
I don't think it's a toner thing, man. I think
if we printed in black and white.
On Friday, do you know the way we had to reset the computer?
But I have.
Because, yeah, I know. I think it's gone back to...
Crap.
Because we can't connect. We're connecting to the wrong printer.
Oh,
there's now two fourth floor printers.
Oh, well.
I don't know why WhatsApp wasn't working for you.
That's annoying.
That's very strange.
The really good WhatsApps I wanted to record in wouldn't record, and the ones that I didn't want to record in would play.
Yeah, but they're still good in their own way. We'll give them merit.
Another one. Oh, we got a good one in here.
Yeah, here we go.
A message from talking about bad jokes that customers give.
Yeah.
Another one customers do when getting a lot of tickets. Can I get my money back if I don't win? She's like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's an annoying one.
So we don't know what Callum's doing in Cork.
Yeah, we know he's in Cork, but we don't know what he's doing.
I'm very intrigued.
We'll find out on Wednesday. Geez, big show on Wednesday.
It's a huge show. This morning's show was a big one as well.
Yeah, look, we're very open and transparent.
Very vulnerable. You might argue too transparent.
Yeah, probably. People would argue that.
Yes.
And they'll continue to argue that.
But do you have a good case, Graham? If someone is arguing about this morning's show.
Yes, my case is someday we're all going to die, so the little things that don't really matter.
I do think about that often.
Do you actually?
Yeah, I do think.
And look, does it work?
It kind of does.
In what kind of situations do you think about it?
If something breaks, like my TV isn't working now.
You're like, ah.
And I go, oh, that's so annoying. And then I think, well, we're all going to die.
Let's go for a walk and take in nature.
Yeah. Like, it just costs more money, but, look.
You're spending a lot of money.
I know.
Oh,
Jesus.
Right, here is today's show. I hope you enjoy it as much as we hated the printer this morning, and that would be a lot.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
1-2-1-2, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Okay, here we go, we're rolling.
My name is Graham O'Toole, this man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Morning!
Live across Dublin, this is the only way to start your day.
This is Ed Sheeran.
I'm Fully Charged.
I'm Dua Lipa, and I'm hanging out with Graham and Nathan.
Hey guys, it's Niall Horan.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
What's up, y'all? It's Ariana Grande waking you up on Fully Charged.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's Stormzy here, and I am Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
What? Wake up!
Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Is on.
I tells ya, there's nothing like a panic just before the show when we figure out that we can't get the printer working.
I never thought I'd say it, Graham. I'm about to say something that I know I'm going to regret.
Don't you ever...
No, Graham, I think it's only right to say I think we missed producer Callum. Everything is a mess. The printer's not working. I had to read out the cash machine amount with a piece of paper. I wrote down the amount and I had trust issues. I kept thinking, is this the correct amount?
I had trust issues too because I've seen your handwritten thing. I go, he's going to say it wrong.
And then all
I
say is
57599. I go, he's going to think that's the amount the cash machine is. He's going to think the number that you got a message is the cash machine
Graham,
amount. We're nothing without our sheets.
Look behind you. The video of the town that we like to look at, our fair city, the beautiful Dublin. We like to stream a bird's eye view of the city behind you, Graham.
It's buffering.
It's buffering. The time is 8:48. It's last night's footage. So there's not a soul on the road.
This show is going to be a disaster.
It's an absolute mess. I have one sheet for the entire show. Genuinely.
Nathan goes, Graham, my printer isn't working. Can you print off my stuff? I go, no problem. But of course, I waited to the last minute. I'll print everything now. And then I went to print things and it wasn't working. So then I did what Callum usually does. Just strolling up to the printer, press a few buttons, and I thought I had it working. I pulled out the toner and I gave it a shake. And I put it back in and go, surely that'll work. It doesn't work. So we're going to do the show on the fly this morning.
Yeah.
Going to be 3 hours of who knows what we're going to say because we got no plan.
Well, I actually want to kick off with something very interesting.
Usually on my sheet, I'll be able to have an idea what you're about to talk about. I've got no sheet.
Well, they're going to start calling me Green Fingers in Bray.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Did something to my garden yesterday, Graham, that you'd be so proud of.
Okay. Let's do it in a few minutes. Let's see if this button works. If I press this button here, it's a big green one. Hopefully a song should play.
What song are we hoping for?
Hopefully it is Pitbull, I Know You Want Me. Oh, no,
is
it's me.
Pitbull?
No, it's not Pitbull. It's Mimi Webb, House on Fire.
Damn it.
It works, but it's the wrong song. You're on spin.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I hope everything is going to be okay because the printer isn't working. The whole show is kind of... Our producer Callum's in here, basically.
Yeah, it's a bit chaotic, isn't it?
And we don't like to admit that we miss him. But I tell you, I missed him this morning when I was banging that bloody printer trying to get the sheets working.
Well, it's a lonely feeling when you're at your computer and it's not working.
Yeah.
And then normally, we know on the show, I like to shout, Callum, my computer's not working, and he will quickly fix it. I look over at you, you're the kind of angry uncle.
Yes, yes. Well, my computer started to freeze this morning every time I tried to save a bit of audio. So then I started swearing.
Yeah.
And I banged the table and then you left to go to the toilet. I think you needed to get out of there.
At one stage, I was going to ask you to help me, but then I just noticed your fists would clench and I thought, actually,
better off.
I just won't have anything. But I want to transport you to the back garden of my house.
Okay.
I told you the other week that I invested in a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realise when you buy a lawnmower, it seems like it comes from IKEA because you have to assemble everything yourself. But my golly gumdrop, am I proud of myself because I spent 90 minutes building this lawnmower.
Yeah, I was very proud of you, even though I thought this was a new era in Nathan O'Reilly's life of actually doing things for himself. But then over the weekend I saw Sean, your friend was over.
Yeah.
He put together your TV stand. Were you not confident enough after doing the lawnmower?
I couldn't do the TV stand. Way too many screws and I needed a power drill. Mm. And I don't have one of them, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
I think I'm becoming a gardener.
Okay.
Okay, so there I was yesterday looking out at my back garden. The lawn was fantastic. Front and back, I'd done a little mow lawning and
you mowed the lawn.
I mowed the lawn.
You cut the grass.
And I look outside and I go, there's a horrible patch full of weeds that I'd love to go to town on.
Yeah.
But I have no equipment. Ding dong. Went back to Woody's, Graham.
This guy.
I tell you, I'm going to have a restraining order from that place because they're like, you again? Do you need another lawnmower? I said, no, my friends. I need garden gloves, a shovel, and a thing called a lopper. Have you ever heard of a lopper before?
Is it like it cuts branches,
thick branches?
Yeah, yeah. Just fair play.
Yeah, I tell you, it costed me an arm and a leg now, but I was very happy with the garden gloves, the lopper, and dare I say, the shovel. There I was. I was actually. Now, I'll be completely honest with you. I had no idea what I was doing.
What's the goal?
The goal is to clear that patch and maybe to build sunflowers.
Oh,
what do you think about that? Wouldn't it be gorgeous?
Be nice.
Now, I know you're a bit of an avid gardener.
Yeah.
In terms of shoveling,
is
there a worse feeling when you're trying to shovel and you land on like rocks?
No, it's so hard and then your whole hand vibrates.
Yeah. Now, this lopper was very interesting because the roots were so embedded.
Mm.
I found like I literally just cut the tops off the weeds, but I actually didn't get rid of any of the roots.
Yeah, you got to get down to the bottom. You got to get into the nitty gritty and actually find the source and get the roots up because it's going to grow back, Nathan.
So what I did is I put the garden gloves on and I was like burying like a mangy badger.
Yeah.
I started sticking my hands in the soil. Are you like me? Do you think you're going to uncover feces, treasure or a dead rat?
Yeah, mostly the dead rat where I live. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm kind of envisioning what I'm going to do.
But once again, I'm really adding a lot of passion into my relationship because poor Becca was upstairs recovering from COVID.
Yeah.
She looks out the window. I have my top off. Yeah. I'm completely topless.
I thought he was completely naked.
Sweating like a pig. I'm addicted to my garden, and I want to use this platform to say, Virgin Media, if you want to knock off like Jeremy Clarkson's farm, you want Nathan O'Reilly's back garden, I'm available. Like, genuinely,
yes.
The beginning is clearing that, as I said, that patch I want to plant sunflowers, but I'm going to go to town on everything I see.
I liked, because I looked at Becca's Instagram story and she had a video of you from upstairs and like a young Charlie Dimmock.
Very niche reference.
Oh, and I was like, who the hell is Charlie Dimmock?
You know Charlie.
Then I looked up Charlie Dimmock and I go, beautiful reference. She's from maybe the early noughties, red-haired gardener who would have gone in with builders, but yes, would have done completely constructions, like completely done up a garden for new. And she was a great worker.
So dare we say, look up Charlie Dimmock, because you may not be familiar with the name,
yeah,
but you certainly know who she is.
Fantastic niche reference, Becca. Very proud of you with your niche reference.
But I was thinking, I know you're just a phone call away. If I need a little bit of help, you know, removing feces or dead rats from a bit of soil.
Bray's a long way away. We're going to move from gardening, though, to cleaning.
This is a great show.
Because in this morning, I saw a survey of the top 10 songs to clean to.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go through them to see if we use any of them. Maybe you could be gardening ones next.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Goodness gracious, I'm loving this music in the background.
To be honest, I pressed it by accident. I was looking for this one.
Ah, no, that's not the same.
Do you want this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at this. I know you were talking about gardening before.
Yeah.
We're kind of sticking in the same realm. The top 10 hits to clean to.
I'm trying to predict now what's on the list.
Give us a few what you might think. And I've got the top 5 pulled here, but it's done by floor cleaning specialist Bazel.
I'm thinking Dolly Parton working 9 to 5.
Okay.
What else? Cleaning.
While you think, I'll read out what the spokesperson said.
Okay.
7 in 10 people say cleaning their home puts them in a good mood. That is true.
Yeah.
Puts me in a very good mood. And the top tune to clean to has been voted as... Well, I won't tell you right yet.
Who sings So Fresh and So Clean, Clean?
So Fresh, So Clean.
So Fresh and So Clean, Clean.
Is that not from an ad?
No, I feel like that's an R&B song from the 90s.
Okay, number 5. The 5th most popular song to clean to. Nathan. Working
on. Yes.
You're right.
Come on, Dolly.
A little bit of Dolly Parton. I think this one for mopping to.
Yes, you could definitely move the hips as well as you're gliding the mop around the ground.
At number 4. I don't know if I want to hear this in my house. I got
a feeling. Oh no, you infamously hate this song.
That's enough of that one. Number 4, I got a feeling. I got a feeling that we're going to turn off the song. I'm sorry. At number 3, most popular song to clean to, according to floor cleaning specialist Bazel. Don't believe me, just
watch. Like, it's all songs that put you in a good mood.
No. Cleaning the worktop I'm doing now.
Are you?
I'm cleaning the worktop. Spray, 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 spray,
can
spray.
Can I ask about your
clean
technique?
And clean. Spray.
Graham.
Yeah.
Your technique about how you clean the worktops. What do? You spray it, then a damp cloth, and then do you go over with a dry tea towel?
No. No, because I don't know who does it in my house. Someone does it and then leaves the tea towel there and it's soaking wet.
Yeah.
No, you don't need to clean it. It'll dry out with the natural sun.
No, but some people may argue, Graham, that if you're not drying it afterwards, you're leaving watermark stains.
Well, they're wrong. At number 2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cleaning out the ashes in the fire to this one.
Now, what's your technique? Describe.
Are you
on your knees, and where are you emptying the ashes?
So I have a little bag that I'll empty the ashes into. Of course, you've got to wait for it to cool down, so the next day. And then you try to get it into the bag without it going outside the bag, but it never works. And then the ashes start to, they go, and they go up in the air, and then it goes all over the television.
Jeez,
and everything.
I'll be honest, I never would have thought you would have used a bag. I would have thought a biscuit tin. A leftover biscuit tin to scoop the ashes into.
Is your fire for ants? How big is your fire? How much ashes are you creating that you can fit it in a biscuit tin?
No, I remember.
A biscuit
tin.
Yeah,
my father used to always do that. He had leftover biscuit tin and a little shovel, and he would shovel the ashes into
it. Is everything okay with Dermot?
It's quite erotic.
Right, number one, song to clean to. If I tell you, I think it's because of the music video more so than the actual song is the reason it's number one.
Benny Benassi, Satisfaction.
Oh, close.
I want to break free.
Ah, yeah.
Queen, I want to break free.
I want to break free.
Now, it's only because in the music video, Freddie Mercury is hoovering.
Yeah, that song wouldn't do it for me
it's
now.
It's not really either for me.
No.
And I honestly think people are being swayed because of the music video. Out of those, which is your favourite?
I'm going to say Bon Jovi.
Yeah, do you think so?
Yeah.
The oldest song on the list. Well done, Nathan O'Reilly. Actually, probably Dolly Parton is a little bit older. Never mind. Let's take some Charlie Puth and Light Switch. And always remember to clean your little light switches because your fingers make them really dirty.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
But right now, it's time for the Showbiz Shootout. If you don't know what it is, this is when Graham and I each have a showbiz news story and then at the end, producer Callum, a.k.a. the big, bad, sweaty sheriff, decides which one is better. But I can tell you something. The sheriff ain't in the saloon today.
No, sir.
He's left a note. He's been held ransom. But as we like to do, we ignore the note.
Yeah.
And let's just see what happens.
Let him fend for himself.
His replacement, only the deputy.
Deputy Andrew from News.
Oh, it's been a while, deputy.
It just so happens he's been held ransom and I just show up back
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
Where have you been for the last while, deputy?
I've been busy.
You've been busy. On your horse.
On my horse.
Yeah. Horsing around the wild, wild west. Well, there's your horse. Hello, Caramel. Do you like your owner, deputy?
All right, let's get into
this. I want to begin, if that's okay.
Please do.
This is big. This is huge. I've always said it. Put it in the diary. This Saturday, friend of the show, Brooklyn Beckham, is getting married to Nicola Peltz. Stand up, Graham. Stand
Amazing.
Up.
Amazing.
Deputy, stand up.
Amazing.
The deputy is not standing
He's
up.
He's refusing to stand up.
She can't tell him what to do.
It's come around so quickly.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm going to make sure to dress well
yes,
for the occasion. Because you never know. You might get a old call. Do you want to arrive? Do you want to go to the wedding? Because I would love to go. Now, I have some details that I probably already told you before, but let's just refresh the memory. Now, it's going to be a $3 million wedding. That's how much money it's going to cost. A lot of money. They have signed a prenup. Isn't that interesting?
I'd expect that.
Because the Beckhams, they're only worth $300 million.
Is that all?
Listen to this. The Peltzes are worth $1.3 billion. Hello! I know the deputy hates when I speak about money. Now, they have a house in Beverly Hills, but after they get hitched, they're looking at buying a house in Miami.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? I wonder if Brooklyn will like Miami.
David owns Inter Miami.
Very true.
Of course, the football team.
Some of the guests we want to know who will be attending this Saturday. Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, yeah.
Gigi Hadid.
Yeah.
And Eva Longoria. And there's vicious rumours that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle might be in attendance, but they're looking for a babysitter to mind the chickens. David Beckham is going to be master of ceremonies, and he's going to say a few words about Buster. Do you know the way he likes to call Brooklyn Buster?
Oh, right.
That's his nickname. Snoop Dogg is DJing at it.
That's cool.
That'll be class.
There's going to be a Spice Girls reunion because they're all invited.
As in a performance or just the fact that they're all there?
They're just going to hang out and network. And bad news that Elton John, Brooklyn's godfather, can't make it.
Touring.
He's going to be touring in Kentucky.
Oh, no.
Maybe he might be able to bring some Kentucky Fried Chicken. But, guys, put it in. This Saturday is going to be
excited.
Very special. I'd love if they were live streaming it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That's going to be
Look, the deputy is so excited by that story.
Okay. So the Oscars news rolls on into another week.
Oh yeah, what happened with the slap?
Oh, I haven't gotten any more news on the slap yet, but I can tell you, remember Ricky Gervais came out last week criticising the Oscars goodie bag?
Mm.
Well, the creator of the £100,000 Oscars gift bag hits back at Ricky Gervais' criticism.
You might say he slaps back.
Well, that's a good one, yeah. Ricky Gervais said, just to remind you, hello, I hope this show, this is what he would say, open the Oscars if he was doing it. Hello, I hope this show helps cheer up the ordinary people watching at home. If you're unemployed, for example, take comfort in the fact that even if you had your job, your salary probably wouldn't be as much as a goodie bag all the actors have just been given. So the creator of the bag is hit back, slaps back, as Nathan said, saying, Ricky Gervais is a talented comedian, so it's no surprise that I find the hypocrisy of his goodie bag tweet hilarious. While we do not spend money buying any of the items in our gift bags, much like advertising, this is simply a promotional campaign for brands, the valuation is indeed significant, but not nearly as substantial as Ricky's recent Netflix deal, the residuals he receives for The Office or his multi-million dollar home. So if you're unemployed, take some comfort in the fact that even if you had a job, your salary wouldn't be as much as Ricky Gervais's make. Wouldn't be as much as Ricky Gervais makes for a single episode of Afterlife.
Oh, meow.
Slaps back.
What's Ricky going to say? Will there be a rebuttal?
I'm sure Ricky will rebuttal.
It's a bit different, though, to comparing the value of a goodie bag to how much someone makes doing their job.
Well said, Deputy.
Well, look, that's why we bring you in here, Deputy.
You're a passionate man.
That's why we bring you in here.
And I have to say, I'm happy having you here, but my God, Deputy, did you have to bring your horse in? He absolutely stinks.
Now, both of you did stories that I do not like. They're based on about rich people talking about rich people things.
Yeah.
But I prefer Graves ones, so Graves can get the win.
Oh, my God.
Are you doing the news tomorrow, Deputy?
I am.
That means you're the deputy tomorrow again. See you in studio this time tomorrow.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Bieber on spin with Ghosts on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
I saw a picture of Justin Bieber being at the Grammys last night wearing an oversized suit. Now, he used to work in suits.
No.
What do you think about that?
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. It's kind of like when you see fashion trends come in and you're thinking, oh, that looks stupid, but then in a couple of years we'll all be doing it. But I really don't want to do oversized.
No.
I don't, and I don't like like bootcut jeans and flares. I don't like them. I'm too short to wear a bootcut jean.
You'll trip over.
I will, and they get caught in the puddles. It's so annoying.
And you were just saying off air that you're looking at buying a bicycle.
Yes.
Hello, disaster. Your flares will get caught up in the... What do you call that?
A chain, Nathan.
The chain.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it.
Sorry, you were saying?
Not what I was looking for. Not the chain. Is it the spokes? Yeah. Of the wheel?
Yeah, maybe.
Is it?
I think it's the chain you're talking about.
No, I'm not. Don't tell me what I'm thinking.
Nathan, I'm inside your head. I'm like Keith Barry. I'm inside your head.
Oh.
Did you see the Keith Barry experience on Saturday night?
I didn't know.
He gets inside people's head. Okay. It's actually very good.
So you're going to be a knockoff version of that. Welcome to Gotta Get It Wrong.
Chain. I'm not. Think about the spokes.
Gotta Get It Wrong is an award-winning game where all you have to do is come on and get questions wrong in a minute.
If you top a leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win a chain for your bicycle. I'm only messing. You will win a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. It is the only way you can get your hands on a board game. And kicking off the week is Amy. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Amy. We've had a very chaotic morning. I don't know if you've been listening to the show. The printer's not working. My computer barely exists. Graham's getting aggressive. It's a weird atmosphere in here, Amy.
Here, downstairs. I haven't got to the office yet, so I hope it's not the same in my office.
Oh, God. Amy, do you work at a job which relies on a printer?
I do, very, very much so, yeah.
Isn't it chaos when the printer doesn't work?
And there's 5 of us to one printer, so there just be more order.
Oh.
Who's the one person in your office who always fixes the printer? Because ours is producer Callum, but he's not here. He's away on holidays.
Who sticks to the printer or fixes?
Who's the one that fixes the printer? Is there one person who knows what they're doing?
No, we're all equally as clueless as each other.
Amy, is there a worse feeling than when you go to the printer and you actually have to fill it up with paper?
Oh my God, and then you have to go and get the big huge packet of paper out of the storeroom.
And it's so heavy. And I'm sorry, they make actually getting the paper out so difficult.
They really do. They could make it a lot easier on us.
We need a new system.
What do you work as, Amy?
I'm just an administrator.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, yeah, you'd be very reliant on printers.
The printer is like my best friend and wolf.
Yeah. Well, Amy, let's get going with a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. These are the rules, Amy. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. It is Monday. Whatever score you set will put you top. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, okay, go.
Okay, 1 minute, here we go.
Who is the Everton manager?
Chris Rock.
What sport does Joey Carberry play?
Football.
What's 78 minus 9?
6.
12 plus 20 is 45. True or false?
True.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey!
Tomatoes.
What's the capital of France?
New York.
Who is the French president?
Michael D. Higgins.
Do your best impression of Mattress Mick.
Hey.
Do your best impression of Mick McCarthy.
Hey.
Name the seasons in the year.
Summer, second, soon.
What does a barber cut?
Bum.
What animal was fungi?
A dog.
Who created the Rugrats?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
What is SpongeBob SquarePants a type of?
Square.
How do you spell the word lumpy? Okay.
Out of time.
Oh, wow. That was a wild game, Amy. How did you find that?
It's actually more stressful than you think.
And you know, the conditions weren't perfect. There was a phone going off in the background.
Yeah, I should get more points for that now.
Where are you taking the call right now?
I definitely should get more points.
Well, don't answer.
Yeah.
Don't mysterious. Ask her those questions.
I'm sorry about that. Amy, what score would you be happy with?
Oh, how many questions was there?
14.
14?
Obviously, I'm going to say 14.
Well, sounds like a jukebox in the background. You got 11.
Okay, not bad. Double figures. And if nobody gets 12 or more between now and Friday, Amy, you'll win the Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show. Bye.
Bye.
Have a great day at work. See you, Amy.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
What's going on?
Okay, welcome to the show. What are we going to say, Graham, here?
So, Callum is off.
Yep.
He's our producer. If you listen to the show, you'll know it. And occasionally, he's brought in for meetings by himself without us.
Do you like the way that happens?
Yes, because we get to leave early.
Very true.
Callum has to wait longer than us. So.
Yeah, these meetings are always in the afternoon.
And usually he'll wait till we come in the next day. But Callum is in one of these meetings on Friday. And obviously he's off Monday and Tuesday. So he's not back in until Wednesday this week. And I think this message was just meant for our ears. But you and I were discussing it this morning. And we said, you know what? It's not really fair that you listening don't get to hear what goes on behind the scenes. Because this is your show as much as it is our show.
Yeah, now I'm just a little bit worried because we haven't asked Callum for his permission to play this out.
Doesn't matter.
You don't think so?
Don't worry about him. Don't worry about him. If he wants to take us to court, I say bring it. Oh. I've got big lawyers that are going to take him down.
Okay.
Ready to play it?
Yeah, let's play
this. Because we're going to need your help. So you've got to listen to this message very carefully. And we're being vulnerable here as well.
We are.
All right, so listen carefully.
Gentlemen, hope you're well. Hope we're not missing me too much. It sounds like I'm in a bathroom. It's because I am. And just letting you know that I had a chat with the boss on Friday and they said that we need to do something big for the end of April. We seem to be not doing too well with listeners.
Oh,
we
God.
Keep talking about Hagrid a lot, so we just need to chill that out and do something massive. So while I'm away, I want you to come up with something massive to do on the show before the end of April, and it's not Easter related. I don't want to see an Easter bunny, a chocolate egg, or anything in sight. I'm back on Wednesday. I need you to report back to me on Wednesday because our lives depend on it.
Oh.
Well, there goes my idea of dressing up as a rabbit. Also, are we going to just gloss over the fact that we're clearly losing a lot of listeners?
Yeah, but that's okay because whoever we have, jeez, don't leave us now.
Don't leave
you
us.
You can't leave us. So that's the thing. We need a big idea.
To bring in listeners.
And I've always said it to the bosses. I go, we don't like thinking about big ideas. It never comes to us naturally.
Yeah.
You know, we have to sit down and like, well, what's the big idea? We're in a boardroom. We get brought into boardrooms. I'm sure it's the same in your...
It's so sterile.
In your line of work as well. You get brought into a board and go, cook, what's the next big idea?
What's the big idea?
Like, I don't know. As I always say, we like to stumble upon ideas.
Yeah.
Problem is, we haven't stumbled upon an idea in a long time.
I tell you something, I'm still living off the fact that we chatted to Matt Damon.
That's... You're going to feel old now. That's 2 years ago next month.
Oh, my.
2 years in a month. So, our plan this morning is, Callum thinks me and you have come up with an idea. Let's make it a group thing. Let's make this a think tank.
Yeah.
Brainstorm. You listening... What's the big idea? What should we do? What do you want us to do? And then we can pitch it to Callum on Wednesday.
Oh, I just thought of something.
Go for it.
Do you know the way I said dress up as a rabbit is a no-go? How about you and I both dress up as rabbits?
And Callum dresses up as Hagrid.
Oh, I'm writing that down.
Write that down. That's one big idea. I like that because Hagrid is big.
Yeah.
So 087 711 1038 is the number. We really need your help. Like our careers... The future of this show depends on it.
Oh, yes.
We could be kicked out in a few weeks.
It did sound like we're going to be losing our jobs very shortly.
What's the big idea? We need a big idea. What would you like Nathan and I to do over the next month?
Come on.
And the bigger, the better.
And are we saying it can't be Easter related?
Oh, he doesn't want Easter related. Yeah. So nothing Easter related. All right. Anything at all. Like, I'd love Graham and Nathan to do X, Y, and Z. Message it into us. Text WhatsApp, voice note. What's the big idea to 087 711 1038? Mark has got us on WhatsApp voice note.
Well, lads, all for helping the spin fam. What about a rap god battle?
Ooh.
The three, you pick a song, say nothing, and on the day, boom, deliver it. Best man wins. But it has to be good. I mean, Stormzy's going to be hard bet still. I don't know, just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Monday, boys.
Happy Monday to you
that
too,
might
Mark.
Be good. What do you think of rap god battle?
Three of us, so we don't tell each other the songs. We go head to head to head. I suppose we'd have to maybe do it on stage or something like that.
Vibes doing Cardi B WAP. That's my song.
I don't want to see you do that. I don't want to see you do the moves to that. Pierce joins us. Pierce, what are you saying?
Well, what I was thinking was, because Nathan loves flying so much, what about doing the likes of a wing walk or a skydive or something?
No.
Oh, I like
it. I hate that idea.
I like it, Pierce.
Yeah, but you know what, Nathan, I just want to hear you scream, to be honest.
Why do you want to hear me scream? Why don't you want to hear me scream with enjoyment rather than despair?
Well, you might, you never know. You don't knock it till you try it, Nathan, you know?
I'm scared
you
might, of heights.
Well, being that tall, I'm not surprised. But anyway, look, you could have a go.
Pierce,
I can't see any harm in it.
Do you reckon it could bring in a lot more listeners? Hear Nathan do a wing walk.
I think it could,
Ooh, that's what we need, Nathan.
Okay, well,
how much do you want your job?
Let's try and mimic what could happen, all right? Do you think this is good radio, Pierce?
Okay, I'll commentate. Okay, Nathan is on the... Sorry, is a wing walk while the plane is flying?
Yes.
Even better. Okay. Nathan,
yeah, that's
it. Oh my
Nathan
God.
Is on the wing.
There's so many clouds up here. Is this safe?
No, actually, George.
I'm so scared I'm going to die.
I actually think that sounds bad.
Yeah, I don't know if that's award-winning radio. I don't know.
Do you know what, Pierce? I like it. It's going in the maybe pile. How about the maybe pile?
Well,
thank you.
There you go. There's an idea for you anyway.
Right, look, we'll think about you if our listeners come back. Cheers.
Okay. Brilliant.
087 711 1038. Do you know companies pay thousands and thousands of euro for marketing? Not marketing, ideas like this. They go to companies and go, we need ideas.
Yeah.
We're working on this for free. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mark, fantastic.
So far, a rap god battle and me being sellotaped to a plane.
How about the Wrath God battle on the wing of a plane?
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Yeah, it could be something to consider.
087 711 1038. What's the next big idea on the show?
Come on.
We need to do something before the end of April. We got a message in here from Sandy.
Morning, lads. It's strange listening to Callum being all bossy and serious. My mornings wouldn't be the same without you, so we have to do everything possible to prevent that from happening. Maybe become more mobile, go out and go to schools or businesses where, you know, you can involve the listener and do maybe quizzes or have them do a party piece. Might be an idea. People get to see your faces and meet you in person. I think the listeners might like that.
Mm. Might do, Sandy. Might do. We need to get out there. So I think what Sandy is saying is, we do the show from a room in here. No one sees us.
Yeah.
We need to get out there and let the listeners see our faces.
But the thing is, we're not looking great these days.
Like, we put out a picture, our kind of show picture, heavily photoshopped, and it's from 4 years ago.
We look completely different.
I want you to think that's what we look like. We get out in front of people, we'll be catfishing everyone.
Do you know, my girlfriend was out with her nephew a few weeks back, and there's a picture of our show, of us, in Dundrum.
Yeah.
And Becca said, look, Biddy, look, there's Nathan. And he goes, that's not him. That's definitely not him. That's a different man with white teeth and no wrinkles.
087-711-1038. Can you help us out this morning?
Big idea.
We need a big idea.
We are losing listeners.
Dawn joins on the show. Dawn, what are you saying about all this?
Going back to work in the last few months after COVID, and not everyone is allowed to listen to the radio and work, so I just don't think your bosses are being fair throwing that at you when everyone has been working from home for the last 2 years. I mean, I listen to the show all the time, but unfortunately I'm going into work now and my colleagues listen to a different radio station.
Oh, damn.
And I'm only new to the company, so I can't really get my edge in there just yet. But I mean, when I was at home working from home, I listened to you all the time. I was pregnant during COVID. I was on the show loads of times.
Yep.
So it's clearly like I'm missing an arm now when it hits like 20 to 9 and I have to turn the radio off. Oh. Well, I even put earphones in and put on the app until I get into work, and I turn it off at the last minute.
Dawn.
You know what? You are exactly what we need. You are boots on the ground. How can we infiltrate your new company?
I was going to say, can I ask, why do you think, Dawn, your colleagues don't listen to us?
You know, there's a reason.
Well, it's my voice. I'm trying to change it.
Okay. No, it's not. It's not. They listen to, we'll say, Irma and Ave.
on a different radio show.
They've been listening for a long
time.
Yeah,
we've been told we're a poor man's Dermot and Dave anyway.
Yeah, we are a poor man's Dermot and Dave. Yeah. We'll accept that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just kind of listening to those a long time, and I'm listening to you guys years. You're kind of my age, if that makes sense.
What do Dermot and Dave do that we don't?
They're a lot cooler than us, and they're funnier.
They do bad dad jokes on a Tuesday, I think it is. They do cheese and cracker where they pick a different song.
Great.
And have like a competition. So there's a few little ideas you could probably swim
into. Do you have any competitions coming up? We don't have any more cinema passes and our computers aren't working.
Graham, give us a joke.
Come on, give us a joke. On the spot, come on.
Okay.
You're not a dad, or we don't know that. You did spend a summer in Magaluf.
I have one.
Okay, brilliant. You give us a joke. Here we go.
Maybe Dawn's jokes.
Dawn's jokes is our big idea. Over to Dawn.
God, no, don't do that to me. Okay, so which girl's name is the best at playing darts?
I don't know.
180.
No, Amy. Get it?
Amy. Oh, she's got
You're aiming for the death.
That's hilarious. Wait, no, guys, I don't get the joke.
Now this is good.
I feel terrible about myself.
No, this is excellent. This is exactly what we need. Amy.
I think something like that would be good if you got the listeners to send in, you know, jokes, or you guys have to have a competition.
Amy, if we lose our jobs, can we work with you?
Yeah, what do you work as?
Yeah, sure. I'm an accounts assistant.
I hate finances.
You don't pay your taxes.
Yes, well, we're looking at that. I might pay it next year. Amy, we might be working with you next year. Save a seat for us.
Dawn, not Amy.
Oh, I mean Dawn. Oh, God. This is why I'm bad at my job.
Yeah, Graham, maybe look for a new co-host. I don't know. Maybe Nathan is dragging you down.
How much do you like finance? Would you like to move into broadcasting with me, Dawn?
I could dabble.
And I'm just in Dawn's workplace. My God, Dermot and Dave are brilliant. They're a lot better than me. They remember listeners' names.
Oh, Dawn, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
No problem. Great, I just think, yeah, tell your bosses to ease off there now. It's not really your fault.
Ease off. Yeah, all right. Thank you so much. Come on.
No worries.
Bye. Bye.
Just want to thank everyone for sending in their messages, Graham. We're trying to have a big idea for the end of April that can't be Easter related because our producer Callum had a meeting with the boss. Apparently we're not doing too well with the old listeners.
Yeah. So we just need a big idea. So many have come through, so many that we can't get to. We're going to sit down after the show and go through them. And then on tomorrow's show, we're going to go through a few. We're going to kind of narrow it down. And then when Callum's back on Wednesday, we're going to do a presentation.
And you know what's so beautiful? There's real concern about us losing our jobs.
That's really nice.
Yeah, and don't worry, guys. You know, we could do something
else. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're doing a bit of gardening.
I'm doing a bit of...
Landscaping.
I'm not getting paid for that, though.
We could do a landscape.
Yeah, you and I could have our own landscaping
and
company.
And people who were fans of the show could just hire us and we'll just sit down and have tea and talk.
Let's go. Na-na-na-na. Play a bat like we want. Playing three old school hits back to back.
Rewind it back.
This is the Naughty Threesome.
Take me back to the days.
Your surname is O'Toole. Something in that tools.
O'Toole's tools.
O'Toole's tools. O'Reilly.
Oh, O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly.
Chiley. Highly. Niley.
Who knows?
Silage.
Silage.
Nathan Silage.
Brilliant. Okay.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
And I got the fright of my life the other day.
Oh no, is everything okay?
Everything's perfect. It's like, what? What's that?
Oh no.
I didn't realise. I'll tell you now, I realise. I was walking along Dame Street and I looked at one of the shops. I go, what's going on here? Circle K?
Yeah.
Circle K, the petrol stations.
Of course I do.
All over the city. They are now shops.
What?
So I was walking past a shop and had the Circle K signage outside. And I was, have they put petrol pumps on College Green? And I go, no, but they don't allow cars to go through College Green, so that'd be a very bad business plan. No, Circle K are now shops.
Oh.
So there's shops in the city centre.
That's a great idea.
It's a fantastic idea.
Brilliant.
Why didn't they think about that before?
We always brainstorm. Why didn't we come up with that? Curses. Well, let me tell you something. We are celebrating the launch of Circle K's brand new city centre locations by giving away a €200 Circle K gift card every morning on the show this week. And let me tell you something. You already know it. But they have got breakfast brioche to set you up for the day.
Yeah.
Delectable chicken katsu rolls. I'm absolutely starving right now. And real hot dogs for lunch too. I've seen the hot dogs.
They're not fake. They're real.
They are real.
They're real hot dogs.
And they look so warm and gooey. Oh, they're delicious. Yeah.
And doggy.
Yeah, doggy.
And they're real.
Yeah.
They ain't fake around here.
Oh, no,
Circle K. I'm telling you, you sit, you go, what? Circle K in town? Don't you worry. They're now shops and they do all that. So if you want to get your hands on a €200 Circle K gift card, simple as this. So easy. Head over to Spin's Facebook page.
Okay.
Check out the building that we've spray painted the Circle K logo onto.
This sounds easy.
Yeah, so go to Spin on Facebook. You've got the Facebook app.
Doing it right now.
You open up Facebook, you type in Spin1038 in the search bar. It's the latest post and you will see the Circle K logo spray painted onto a building in town. And then when you know it, just WhatsApp the answer to us. Where is the location? To 087-711-1038 and we could be calling you back, giving you that €200 Circle K voucher. Do you know what?
I can see it.
Every morning I'm going to give you a little clue.
Yeah.
It's one of the churches in town.
Yeah.
One of the churches. That's what I'm saying. There's many churches.
Don't give any more clues now.
It's one of the churches in town. So head to Facebook. Where have we spray painted the Circle K logo? And you could be winning that voucher. The number 087-711-1038. Simple as that. Give us 5 minutes. Give someone a call back. And they'll be winning that prize. But I saw that Circle K aren't just petrol stations anymore. They're shops on the street.
Yeah.
I saw one on Dame Street. I go, Circle K is now... They're now shops. No petrol pumps outside, they're shops.
You were so surprised you were walking down Dame Street by yourself that you actually ended up speaking to a stranger.
Yes.
Just to let them know.
And I said, stranger...
Yeah.
Have you seen, stranger? Circle K are now shops.
And what did the stranger say?
Spanish student.
Ah, okay.
Didn't have good English.
Hola. Hola, amigo. Hola.
No entiendo, pero, perdone, no tengo mucho inglés, pero...
But
they did say...
Yeah, you go on.
Me encanto, which means I love. Me encanto Circle K.
Okay, that's what we want to hear.
He started pointing. He goes, me encanto Circle K. Yeah. I started getting on his knees.
Oh my God, he got emotional. Yeah. And why wouldn't he be? He probably is listening right now. And I just want to remind him, even though he can't really understand what we're saying, that we are celebrating the launch of Circle K's brand new city centre locations by giving away €200 Circle K gift cards every morning on the show this week.
Breakfast brioche, delectable chicken katsu rolls.
You were still in your Spanish accent there.
Breakfast brioche. Real hot dogs for lunch. They got the lot. And let's give away this gift card. Saoirse, you're on.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Oh, dear Lord. That is the reaction we want to hear, Saoirse.
I never get called back. This is amazing. I'm literally at a Circle K right now.
Which one?
The one on Rochestown Avenue.
Okay, I
know it well.
What's it like this morning? Is it busy?
Busy, and I'm holding up a petrol pump as well, but I don't care.
Okay, and are you petrol or diesel?
Petrol.
I'll put a bit of petrol in there. Jeez, wouldn't a €200 voucher for Circle K go down well?
Oh my God, I'd be so happy right now. I literally have €20 in my Revolut.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I was actually going to say to you, Saoirse, it's a personal question, but how much are we willing to put into the car this morning, petrol-wise?
Oh, Jesus. Well, like, I drive to the airport every day, so, like, going to put €20 in just to get me by, like, for tomorrow.
Okay.
But, Jesus, I might just fill it up with the 200. Why not? Go wild.
Well, you haven't won it yet. You've got to tell us, on our Facebook page, what building in town was spray-painted with the Circle K logo?
Christchurch.
You're right!
You're damn right!
Congratulations. This morning's winner. You're in a Circle K. This couldn't have worked out any better. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Now fill up that car and be on your way.
Oh, thank you so much.
No worries.
Guys.
See
you,
Saoirse. Happy Monday.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Every Monday, I'm fully charged.
Come on, Graham.
Catchphrase on the radio.
You probably went a bit too high this morning.
Do you know why? Last week, I barely gave any effort in because I was after getting my booster.
Oh, do you remember? You were quite sick.
I felt very under the weather, but I'm back. And we're doing catchphrases on the radio. Nathan against a fully charged listener. First person to guess it correctly wins. Ed joins us this morning. Ed, you've played catchphrase before. When was it?
I did last year at some point.
How did you fare?
I grilled it.
Oh, did you? Oh, darn it.
I took no prisoners.
All right.
Can you remember the catchphrase?
It was... throwing your toys out of the tram.
Catchphrase.
That's a great one.
That's a good catchphrase. Well, Ed, you know the rules, but just in case we got someone who's listening for the first time and he's like, what's going on? I'm going to give yourself and Nathan three clues to a catchphrase. After each clue, you will get a guess. First person to guess it correctly will win the game. And remember, I will never use any of the words in the catchphrase in the clues.
Now, I just want to create a little bit of tension. So, Ed, you're going down, brother. I'm going to make minced meat out of you. Do you hear me?
Oh, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong.
Well, Ed, so you're going for two in a row against Nathan. Let's go. Clue number one. This catchphrase takes place in a zoo.
A leopard will never change its spots. Or is it stripes?
Leopard and those spots.
Spots, yeah.
Who let the monkey out of the cage?
Do you know what, Ed? I like it. You're giving it a shot.
That's a good song. Who let the monkey out of the cage?
Right. Clue number two. The zookeeper is feeling under the weather.
Sick as a dog.
Oh, no. I don't know. Skip it.
Are you sure? Okay. Just one second now. Let me just make sure this is a catchphrase.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
It is.
You just confused me there. Clue number three. The zookeeper has the same illness as one of the exotic birds that talks.
Sick as a parrot. That is not a catchphrase. Sick as a dog, yes. Sick as a parrot.
Sick as a parrot meaning phrase. If you
say that you feel as sick as a parrot. You feel disappointed about something.
This is an absolute joke.
I say Nathan's as sick as a parrot.
Sorry, this is an absolute joke. Sick as a parrot. Ed, have you ever heard of sick as a parrot before?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't, but you're repeating yourself like a parrot. I'd say you're better.
I tell you, I'm disgusted. Graham, tell me, stop looking at your phone.
Sick as a parrot.
Stop Googling.
It's coming up.
Have you ever heard of that yourself?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
I have, because do you know what? It's the most recently wrote down catchphrase in my notes on my phone.
Were
I
you watching catchphrase?
Well, no, I hear them when I'm listening to podcasts.
Who said sick as a parrot?
Sick as a parrot.
It's sick as a dog.
Sick as a parrot as well. But it doesn't matter. You're sick as a parrot. Ed, you are the winner this week again. You win a pair of IMC cinema passes. Congratulations. Go on. Enjoy your day.
Thanks very much.
Sorry,
it's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Okay, wish me good luck here because we have a few elements at play. I want to speak about a TikToker called Holly Dixon. She works in a shop, Graham.
Yep.
We've all done our fair bit of experience in retail before.
Yeah, I worked in House of Fraser. I also worked in my dad's hardware shop.
Now, look, nepotism
is rife.
I don't support nepotism.
It is rife.
I know you only got the job because Michael...
I knew the boss. I lived with the boss.
You live with the boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, this TikToker, Holly Dixon, she's shared jokes that customers like to make to her when she's at the till, and she says it's so cringe-worthy.
I know one straight away.
I bet you do.
Go on, you give us the one. I'll tell you if it comes up. The one I've done once, and I got such a response, I go, well, I'm never doing that again.
Now, I have five jokes here.
Yeah.
After each joke, I'm going to point at you, and I want you to make this sound effect. Love it. Absolutely love it.
How about
Let's
this?
Begin. Okay. No, I prefer the first one.
Okay.
Okay. Now, a customer will come in and say, I only came in for one thing, noting that they've basically...
Oh, I missed. I got
noting that they've basically loaded the whole shop into the trolley. Do you know what I mean? I've only come in for one thing,
I'm putting the dum-dum?
I don't know.
Because you've said the joke three times.
Okay, I'm going to do it
once.
Jeez, look how full my trolley is. I've only come in for one thing. Weak start, but it will get better.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like that joke. Do you know what? That's a rubbish joke.
That's a bad joke.
Because you don't come in for one thing.
No.
You're going for multiple things.
Yeah. And I don't think it's that believable as well. Okay. Customer walks into the shop, Graham. That isn't the joke.
Oh, I thought it was kind of like...
No.
An Irish man, Scots man, English man walk into a bar.
But how would that be a punchline?
Well, dude, paused.
Yeah, I'm pausing for effect.
Okay.
A customer walks into a shop, let's say, buys a bag of flour, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Gives the bag of flour to the TikToker, Holly Dixon.
Yes.
Holly Dixon tries to scan the bag of flour, but it doesn't scan. And then the customer says, oh, not scanning, it must be free.
That's the one I was talking about.
Yes, you've said that before in the past.
I've said it before and I'll never say it again. I apologise to the person behind the till to whom I said it.
How about this? Okay, so you're a customer, you're in the shop, okay, and you're walking around and then you see Holly Dixon bored. Okay, she's just looking out.
Is she making a TikTok video on the back?
No, she's just looking out the shop door, just not doing anything. And you say, you look bored, let's give you something to do. And you have a big trolley full of stuff. What do you think about that?
Don't like that one because...
You look bored. Let's give you something to do.
No, that's more so if the boss was saying it. I don't like the idea of a customer coming in and dictating, going, right, you look bored, so I'm going to give you something to do.
But I feel like customers would do something like that.
Yeah. Not customers that I'd like.
Okay, I have two more.
Okay.
That's not a joke.
Oh, sorry.
Please.
I thought this segment was a joke.
Okay. Asking for a lottery ticket.
Yes.
Okay, customer says, I would like a lottery ticket.
A quick pick or you're getting the numbers.
Can I get the winning ticket, please?
I've heard that one.
I do like that.
I've been in a queue and someone's done that and I cringe a little bit.
I think I would use that.
That's, to be fair, out of all the jokes, that's probably my favourite.
I think this is my favourite one.
Okay.
This is the last one and I potentially might do this today. So you have your bag of flour, it's been scanned.
Yeah.
That's €3.20.
Yeah.
And then you hand a €10 note to the TikToker, Holly Dixon. She looks up underneath the light to see if it's fake and it goes, I promise the note is real. I freshly printed it out this morning.
That's not bad. That's all. Yeah, they're okay, I suppose. I like the lottery ticket one.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.